Hey, welcome. This is an advanced hands-on Ableton Live lesson for drum and bass producers who want performance-ready racks that let you morph drums, basses, and effects in real time. I'm assuming Live 10 or higher. Live 11 if you've got it, because some UI niceties make mapping and nesting easier. We'll use only stock devices: auto filter, EQ8, saturator, compressor, drum rack, wave eatable or simpler, utility, multiband dynamics, echo, redux, and so on. The goal: one template called DNB Live Morph Rack that you can map to 3 or 4 hardware knobs and immediately start performing dramatic transitions, builds and drops. Quick summary of what you'll build: 3 core racks, a drum channel system with a chain selector and a single intensity macro that morphs a break from chill to full punked grit, a bass instrument rack with nested macros that control cutoff, wave eatable position, distortion layers and sub-level, and a master or return FX rack with a single drop macro that opens filters, adds reverb and saturation, and tightens dynamics. Map those to knobs labeled energy, grit, motion, and width, and you can control whole sections with a thumb. Okay, let's jump in. Work in session view for live control. I'll be explicit with device names and mapping ranges so you can copy this exactly. Step 1. The drums. Create a drum rack and load your main break into multiple chains. Name them cleanly so you don't get lost. Chain 1 is clean break, full transient, minimal processing. Chain 2 is chopped or sliced, a more rhythmic, transient-shaped version. Chain 3 is gritty break, heavy distortion and transient shaping for drops. Chain 4 is sublayer, a sine or layered sub-sample to reinforce the low end. After the drum rack, drop an audio effect rack. Open the chain list and either mirror those 4 chains inside this effect rack or use the effect rack as your global morph tool. Inside the audio effect rack, place devices in this order: auto filter set to low pass 24 dB, then EQ8 for surgical shaping, then saturator, then a glue or stock compressor, and finally utility for gain staging and stereo width control. Now map the intensity macro. Create a macro labeled intensity drum. Map the auto filter cutoff so that the macro's minimum closes the filter around 400 Hz and the macro's maximum opens it up near 18 kHz. Map saturator drive from 0 at the minimum to roughly plus 7 at the maximum. Map an EQ8 band, the 200 to 400 Hz band, so that when intensity grows it adds up to about plus 3 dB of weight. Map the compressor threshold so that at low intensity it's gentle and at high intensity you hear glue, for example threshold from minus 30 dB up to minus 6 dB. If you're using the rack's chain selector, map the chain selector to the same macro so lower macro values favor clean and chopped chains and higher values favor gritty chain. Set the chain selector ranges explicitly: chain 1 0 to 24, chain 2 25 to 49, chain 3 50 to 74, chain 4 75 to 100. In macro map mode, right-click each mapped parameter and type exact min and max numbers so nothing is left to guess. Teacher tip: avoid mapping device on switches directly to the macro unless you really want instant clicks. Instead, duplicate the process chain and crossfade via utility gains mapped inversely to the macro. Clean chain goes 0 to minus 12 dB while dirty chain goes minus 12 to 0. That gives seamless, musical blending and protects your bass. Add a second macro called crunch. Map it to a saturated chains device on using exact min 0 and max 1, so it's a proper toggle. Combine that with the saturator drive already mapped to intensity, so you get both a gradual push and a hard slam when you need it. Step 2. The bass instrument rack. Create an instrument rack and make 3 layers: sub, mid bass and top grit. The sub chain is a sine or low wave eatable, low pass at around 120 Hz. The mid chain is your main harmonic content, FM, sync or a saw with multiband distortion. The top chain is noise and filtered high harmonics for bite. On each chain add local effect racks. Sub chain gets utility with phase and mono options, EQ8 low cut at 20 Hz and a fast compressor. Mid-chain gets auto filter set to 24 dB low pass, saturator and multiband dynamics for mid-compression. Top chain gets corpus for resonances, echo lightly, and redux for controlled bit reduction. Now nest everything in the instrument rack and create these macros. Macro 1. Bass LF. Map the sub utility gain from minus 12 or minus 6 dB up to plus 2 dB so you can bring in or take away sub energy. Also map mid-chain auto filter cutoff so that when sub comes up the mid softens slightly. For example, map cutoff from 600 Hz to 5000 Hz, and invert that mapping if you want the mid to decrease as sub increases. Macro 2. Grit. Map wavetable position or oscillator FM from 0 to 60, saturator drive on mid-chain from 0 to plus 8, and redux downsample or bit depth from 0 to 30%. Macro 3. Tightness. Map the compression dry slash wet or a sidechain threshold so you can tighten the groove. Set threshold from minus 40 to minus 8 dB for a usable range. Macro 4. Stereo width. Map utility width from 0 mono to 100 for wide, and remember to force sub to mono under around 120 Hz by mapping a low pass or a utility width cutoff to that same macro. Pro tip. Use parallel processing for grit. Duplicate your mid-chain. Jam heavy saturator and redux on the copy and leave the original clean. Map the copy's utility gain to the grit macro so heavy harmonics fold in without smashing the sub. Step 3. Master and return drop morph rack. On a return or master track, create an auto effect rack called drop morph rack. Inside, add a long plate reverb, an echo with tempo sync, a saturator followed by a limiter or glue, and multi-band dynamics to tighten lows. Create one macro called drop. This audio version is shortened for playback.